The process you went through with Jeremy is just one way to create a positive support strategy. There really isn't a step-by-step process necessarily, merely guidelines to completing it. It is similar to doing a functional behavior assessment, or FBA. Here's one process you can go through to create a positive support strategy. 1. Assess the person's strengths, needs, and preferences to get to know the person. You gain this information by completing person-centered tools. 2. Interviews with others, including staff. 3. After completing person-centered tools and gaining information on the person, you can develop the positive support strategy. 4. Know if it needs to be behavior-focused or not. If so, know the 5 stages of crisis planning or stress anger curve and develop proactive and reactive strategies to address each stage, which we will cover in the next lesson. 5. Develop programs, outcomes, and supports that incorporate the key elements discovered through the interviewing and assessment phases. 6. Train staff. 7. Implement the support strategy. 8. Complete 6-month evaluation of the positive support strategy and person-centered practices to be in compliance to the positive supports rule. Identify problems, issues, and what's working and what's not working. Fix and identify issues, and implement corrective action based upon the identified issue.